You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We're not going to see any immediate influx of visitors from the non-visa waiver countries. What yesterday's border opening does mean is that the tourism industry can plan ahead with a bit more confidence, and we do expect that we'll start to see more visitors arriving closer to summer. It's not going to be the numbers that we saw pre-pandemic. We're predicting at TIA that it's going to be 3 or 4 years before we find our new normal. Certainly initially we expect to see a lot of visitors who are keen to come here and catch up with friends and family that they haven't seen for the last 2 or 3 years. And after that we'll see more holiday makers coming in, and those are the ones that will really make a difference for the tourism industry.
Is there some confidence in the industry now that the borders will remain open in the long term? Obviously, we still have COVID in the country and overseas, but do we feel as though we're not going to go back into that sort of situation where we have to close the borders?
Well, certainly that's the indication that's coming from government, is that they're not planning more border closures or more lockdowns. That's obviously pending any terrible new variant that might come out. But yes, in general, the industry is planning ahead with confidence now, and we expect that the borders will stay open.
With the opening of the maritime border also, how big of a factor are cruise ships likely to play in renewed New Zealand tourism? Is the cruise ship industry still limited greatly by the pandemic?
No, look, what we're seeing from overseas examples, where cruise has been running pretty much back to normal through the Northern Hemisphere summer, and certainly we are seeing great demand for cruise journeys around New Zealand. So we're certainly expecting that we'll see a lot of visitors come from cruise over this summer, and that all contributes. A lot of the cruise voyages go to centres that are possibly a little bit more off the beaten track than what the land-based visitors go to. So they'll go to the likes of Gisborne or Stewart Island and take their much-needed dollars down there. So they do have a very important part to play in the industry's recovery.
In terms of the attractiveness of New Zealand to overseas tourists, do we feel as though it has changed significantly during or since the pandemic, given obviously the great amount of fairly positive coverage New Zealand received overseas for our pandemic response? Is this likely to affect people wanting to visit New Zealand or a renewed interest in New Zealand?
Well, certainly the reports from TIA members is that there is a lot of demand to come to New Zealand. There are lots of inquiries. I think the phones are ringing off the hook in some places. Whether that translates to actual bookings, we're still working that out. But there is definitely demand to come to New Zealand, and a lot of that is driven by our response to the pandemic. The Prime Minister is a rock star overseas, and she's been off. We've seen her doing promotion on her recent overseas trips, particularly in the US and the UK. And so that, that's publicity that money can't buy in a lot of instances, and that's certainly helping to keep New Zealand on the radar. And also bearing in mind that, there is concern about the situation with Russia and the Ukraine, that New Zealand is seen as a safe destination that's far away from a lot of the world's problems just now.
With the tourism industry on such a long hiatus while visitors couldn't come here, are we likely to see issues with supply now that many businesses have had to close or have lost a lot of staff?
That is something that the industry is very conscious of at the moment. We know that there are still a number of airlines that haven't returned to New Zealand, so that basic capacity for people to be able to come here in the first instance has not returned yet to what it was. But like I say, the demand will drive that. If there's demand from passengers, then the airlines will begin to come back. A number of businesses have closed. Many more have gone into hibernation, really, over the last couple of years. And so they're making plans to return again. The biggest problem that we're seeing or that we're hearing from our operators at the moment is just like so many other sectors across the economy, they just can't find the people they need to be able to run to full capacity or to meet the demand. So we're looking for workers in pretty much every sector, I think, of tourism and hospitality and all across New Zealand. There's some great jobs available right now for anybody that might think they might want to work in tourism.
Do you think that this shortage of jobs is likely to be a factor for more people coming in hoping to travel and work in New Zealand, as has been something we've sort of relied on in the past to an extent?
In the short term, the industry is going to be very reliant on working holiday visa holders to fill a lot of these short-term jobs, the seasonal work that is available to meet that peak demand from visitors. Certainly, I think every tourism employer I know would prefer to hire New Zealanders wherever they can, but oftentimes those New Zealanders just aren't available, particularly in some of those more remote regions that our international visitors like to go to, like down the west coast, going into Fiordland, where there's not a lot of New Zealanders living down there or New Zealanders available to move to those places. So there is certainly a place for international workers, but the industry is doing a lot of work to try and attract more New Zealanders to work across the industry.
Does it appear as though cost of living, not just in New Zealand but overseas, is going to be impacting these tourism numbers going forward? If it's 3 or 4 years before we're back to normal, could that be highly impacted by just the amount of money people have to spend on travel?
Well, certainly research has shown over the years that the economic conditions in our visitors' home countries actually play the most influence on what they spend when they're on holiday here. So certainly we do expect that the economic conditions in our major markets will have an impact. But having said that, like I say, we are seeing good levels of demand at this stage to come to New Zealand. That may only be for, you know, the short to medium term to allow people to catch up with those friends and family that they haven't seen for a long time. But I guess that remains to be seen as to how that plays out over the next couple of years.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.